Here is the translation of the text into English. Hong Kong faces low election turnout as residents mourn deadly fire. WTI heads for weekly gains as Fed hopes boost market and Venezuela tensions loom. Oil prices hold gains amid stalled Ukraine peace talks, U.S. rate cut hopes. Florida lawmakers urge Trump to reject drilling off state's western coast. Boosted by Dubai chocolate craze, Argentina bets on pistachios. Brazil's soy exports jump 64% in November ahead of Chinese shift to U.S. U.S. solar companies urge Congress to address Trump's solar permit freeze. Oil settles up on expectations of Fed rate cut. Ukraine peace talks stalling. U.S. Congress repeals Biden-era limits on oil and gas in Alaska refuge. Stellantis CEO says hybrids are a top priority for the U.S. market. IKEA to ramp up U.S. production as tariffs bite. Visa is moving its European headquarters to London's Canary Wharf, FT reports. Wendy's downgraded as J.P. Morgan warns of heavy capex and weak U.S. sales. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.19%. Netflix in exclusive talks for Warner Bros. Discovery Studio. Streaming assets. Source says Oprah Winfrey praises Australia's social media ban for children. Exclusive Baidu's Kunlunxin, valued at close to $3 billion Hong Kong IPO. Sources say Asia stocks subdued. Nikkei slips amid BOJ hike bets. RBI cuts rates. Netflix enters exclusive talks to acquire Warner Bros. Discovery Studio and streaming service. Bloomberg News reporter says Chevron's Gorgon LNG project secures $2 billion investment nod. German economy faces tepid growth in 2026 due to global trade slowdown, says IW Institute. UAE non-oil private sector growth accelerates in November, PMI shows. Japan, October household spending falls at fastest pace in nearly 2 years. U.S. trade with China probably needs to be smaller, USTR's Greer says. CEOs see younger consumers driving growth amid tariffs. AI changes. Syrian Central Bank welcomes Visa's launch amid digital payments deal. U.S. weekly jobless claims dive to a more than three-year low. Canada's Ivy PMI shows activity contracting in November as employment falls. U.S. factory orders rise less than expected in September. Japan's Nikkei skids in upbeat Asia. Investors eye U.S. inflation data. Morning bid, firming Fed cut bets buoy stocks, undercut dollar. Changes to India's repo rate since June 2000, RBI cuts rates by 25 bps as expected, trims inflation outlook. China's November exports expected to have rebounded off U.S. tariff truce. India central bank cuts repo rate by 25 bps as widely expected. China home prices to fall 3.7% this year, extending declines into 2026, Reuters poll. Analysis in Japan, Prime Minister Takaichi tries to avoid a trust shock. RBA to hold in December, outlook shifts to long hold through 2026, Reuters poll. Bitcoin price today dips to 92K ahead of PCE inflation, potential Fed cut. Aero protocol launches token sweeper, distributes 5% of LiQ supply to stakers. Bitcoin price today pinned near 93K after sharp rebound, Fed cut bets in focus. Stablecoins or Bitcoin, who fits Satoshi's cash vision? Uphold Files application to offer tokenized securities and partners with Tzero on Infrastructure Services Incubator. Meat Labs officially launches the Web3 P2E 3D fishing game D-Fishing. EOS climbs 12% in bullish trade. Dogesh Bhai. India's meme power arrives on Solana with speed, humor, and Desi crypto energy. Supra unveils Hydrangea++, challenging the physical ceiling on blockchain. Speed Sampo continues share buyback program with 2.7 million purchase. Fastly prices $160 million convertible senior notes offering. Symbotic prices public offering of 10 million shares at $55 each. Protara Therapeutics prices 75 million public offering. SoFi prices 1.5 billion public offering of common stock. Kathy Wood's ARK sells Meta. Buys Trade Desk stock on December 4th. T-Mobile declares $1.02 per share dividend payable in March 2026.